Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 4, day 4 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 4, 17 through 22. Hey, real quick, I want to invite you to join our brand new Facebook group. For now, it's only open to podcast listeners and those you guys invite. It's the perfect place to connect with others reading and studying the same things you are right now on the 10-Week Bible Study podcast. To join in, head over to 10weekbible.com for a link or search 10-Week Bible Study in Facebook. All right, on with the show. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. Touch us today, God. Fascinate us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 4, starting in verse 17. The king sent this reply to Rehum, the commanding officer, Shimshai, the secretary, and the rest of their associates living in Samaria and elsewhere in the Trans-Euphrates, greetings. Okay, this is King Artaxerxes writing back to these guys who have written him. So, we have to understand that there's some passage of time here. These guys wrote a letter. They're sending it with someone. They're sending an emissary, a messenger back. It is at the very fastest. I'm sure if someone is doing the Pony Express back in those days, they can probably make it maybe in a month or two if they're moving really quickly. We know that these large groups of people, their entourages, it takes several months to go from Jerusalem back to the capital cities here and wherever they're sending these letters at the time. Presumably Ecbatana. So they're taking these things back and forth, and it is a long way. It takes a long time to do this. And so this letter goes, and then it takes Artaxerxes some time to say, okay, we got to figure out where the archives are that would say this, and then go and research this. And this isn't like looking something up on the internet. This is actually sending librarians, literal physical librarians, into these buildings to look up the archives and find the records of Jerusalem, and then see, oh my gosh, yes, all what he's saying was true, as it was, you know, a rebellious city. And so what Artaxerxes finds in these archives is interesting. And so then he writes the letter and sends it back. And so there is, who knows, maybe this whole process has taken a year, maybe on the quick end, maybe 6 months, but it's taken some amount of time for all of this to happen. So verse 18, the letter you sent us has been read and translated in my presence. I issued an order and a search was made, and it was found that this city has a long history of revolt against kings and has been a place of rebellion and sedition. So Artaxerxes is saying, yes, you said that this is a rebellious and wicked city, and I made this search, and as it turns out, you were right. This is a rebellious city. It has rebelled against a lot of people. So again, we talked about yesterday, reading their letter, we're looking at kind of the game of two truths and a lie. We've based what the lie that we're creating, that we're fabricating here, on things that are true. And so they go and they find this. And when you find out that what they've said is true, it lends credence to the lie. It makes the lie sound like something that's actually legitimate. And in this case, it is completely illegitimate. It is a complete fabrication. Verse 20. Jerusalem has had powerful kings ruling over the whole of Trans-Euphrates, and taxes and tribute and duty were paid to them. What the King Artaxerxes has discovered here is this is probably specifically talking about David and Solomon. During the reign of David, he's conquered this entire area and he's subjugated all of these people, and they're bringing in all of these taxes. In fact, during the reign of Solomon, we know that it was 666 talents of gold every year were the tribute from the people in these areas. This is a massive amount of gold. This is a tremendous amount of money, billions upon billions of dollars worth of gold. And actually probably well beyond that are coming in every single year from the peoples of what they're calling the Trans-Euphrates. This entire area is paying tribute and taxes to Solomon. And so this is what Artaxerxes finds. It's like, oh my gosh, holy cow, like Solomon and David, these were powerful kings. Like they ruled over an area that is vast. Artaxerxes probably like, I had no idea. I had no idea who these people were, what this city was. And so he's like, man, you're right. This is a bad situation. So we find in verse 21, he says, now issue an order to these men to stop work so that this city will not be rebuilt until I so order. Be careful not to neglect this matter. Why let this threat grow to the detriment of the royal interests? So this is a very interesting thing that's happened, right? So it seems like this letter in particular has been written because things have swung back more in the favor during this time period. They've swung back into the favor of the Jews. And so now they write this letter, this very crafty letter, this very subtly convincing letter of a complete fabrication, a complete lie. And it works. It works. King Artaxerxes goes and he finds information about David and Solomon and the rebellion against Babylon. He finds all of these things and he's like, you're absolutely right. Like they will rebuild this place and they will, who knows, maybe even conquer us. We can't let this happen. You are absolutely right. Stop the work right now. The interesting thing about this is we're going to find out that Ezra is going to be sent back to Jerusalem with a letter completely contradicting this during the reign of Artaxerxes. Nehemiah is going to be sent to Jerusalem by King Artaxerxes with his blessing. So King Artaxerxes is, we're going to see here that Darius, Xerxes, and Artaxerxes, they're all going to vacillate back and forth between not trusting the Jews and then not trusting the people in Israel that are trying to fight against us. And this is going to go back and forth, back and forth. But it seems like during the reign of Artaxerxes, the people in Trans-Euphrates, this little area, the governors and the rulers there, they're going to eventually lose this kind of back and forth administrative battle later in the reign of Artaxerxes. And the people are going to be able to finish the walls and finish the city during the reign of Nehemiah, or during the time of Nehemiah. It's still not going to be easy. It's still not going to be easy. But finally, after 100 years of returning, they will get this whole city, this whole place rebuilt. But it's not going to come without cost, and it's not going to come without great difficulty because of things like this. For the 10-Week Bible Study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.